writing in Mesopotamia, cuneiform writing, is invented in the middle of the 4th millennium BC. It develops out of increasingly more complex administrative methods and tools, such as counters, seals, and possibly also baskets and strings and so on. And it is then developed into a codified system to represent the ingoings and outcomes of various institutions. You have temple institutions, presumably for the most part, but also large households of individuals, and they're keeping track of what comes in and goes out. And they do that with these texts, cuneiform texts, proto-cuneiform texts, as we call them in the earliest periods, on clay. And they are not representing, the texts are not representing spoken languages, language. They're representing quantities of goods in the same way as a spreadsheet would do, where you don't necessarily read a spreadsheet out to anyone. You use the spreadsheet to get information that you need out. So one thing that's very interesting and important to note from a recent book by a scholar called Richard Sprout is that although it may look like it's a writing system for language, it's important to remember that all writing systems have structure, but non-linguistic systems can also have structure. So these earliest texts, the proto-cuneiform texts from the Uruk period, aren't actually coding language, and it isn't actually real writing, therefore. Because real writing is a structured system that's capable of representing any and all speech. And the earliest texts, they simply don't do that. They didn't need to do that. They weren't invented for that. So the ability to code speech into writing is a secondary invention of writing.